I'm sitting here with Mike. Mike, thanks for doing this interview.
Thank you.
Mike, how old are you?
I'm 35.
What was going on when you first came into the program?
I was suffering from social anxiety. I didn't talk to anyone. I hardly had any friends. I had like maybe one or two friends, and they were like through my like brothers. All I did basically was go to work and go home. I didn't go anywhere at night. I basically didn't go anywhere. Just go to work and go home. And I didn't really socialize with anyone. I was avoided talking to anyone. I went out of my way to make sure I wasn't in a situation where I had to talk to someone. And I just totally avoided people.
Talk a little bit about this avoidance of talking specifically. What was that like? What was going on in your head? How did that translate into the behavior you're describing?
Well, that was basically whenever I would talk to someone, as soon as I would start talking to them or they would like approach me and talk to me, I always got the thought in my head that I didn't have anything to say. And I always wanted the conversation to end. I was thinking, I want this to end now. And it would just like overpower me that you don't have anything to say. Stop talking.
Do you remember the battle that you and I used to have in session when you said I'm here because I don't have anything to say and I challenged you? Do you remember how I challenged
you?
Yeah,
I remember that. I always told you I didn't have anything to say, and you always thought it wasn't true. You said that it was because I was afraid of being embarrassed. And now that as time goes by, I realize that I actually do have things to say. And I was wrong, totally wrong about not having anything to say. I do have things to say. I just have to find it within myself to bring that out.
That's very good. I remember saying, it's not that you don't have anything to say. It's that you're choosing, whether consciously or unconsciously, not to say these things.
Yeah, in a way, I was choosing just not to talk. I just always had the belief in my head that I don't have anything to say, and that like just like it made conversation with people so difficult.
Now, I know that you came originally to the program because you knew it was for social anxiety, but do you remember when I first used the specific word selective mutism?
Yes, I remember that.
How'd you feel?
It kind of like made like sense. It's like I chose like not to talk, and it's sort of like it made sense to me, like selective mutism, and it's sort of like, I guess I thought that, yeah, that was me.
Did that term hurt your feelings at all?
No, it didn't hurt my feelings at all. No.
This social anxiety and difficulty with communication and expression was going on for how long?
It started about at the time I was in like 7th or 8th grade, I guess about 13 or 14 years old. Before that, I was different. I had a lot of friends. And then about 7th or 8th grade, I went to a different school, junior high, and things just, for some reason, I don't really know why or understand why, things just started to change. And I sort of like shied away from my friends. I didn't talk to them. They just, like in school, they just became like another face in the hallway, just like a stranger. And I slowly like lost friends until about like 12th grade. I really didn't have any friends. I only had like one friend. And then after high school, I started working, and nothing changed. It was I lived my whole life with avoiding conversation and trying not to be around people and avoiding them.
I remember some of those stories. Yeah. Where would you say you're at with your anger now?
That has improved. Now that my life is going better, I'm happier at life. I'm doing things. I have friends. I don't have the anger that I did before. I had a lot of anger. I don't know if it was like towards society or that, but I had a lot of anger in me. It was like, and just that the way life was going for me, it was just like anger and depression, and sometimes sometimes it didn't take much to get me angry at all.
Thank you very much for sharing.
Thank you.